All right, now it's time for Kids Q, 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week, presented, as always, by Community Works, with locations in Carrboro, right downtown, and in Chapel Hill on Elliott Road, just down from Whole Foods. Both locations back open Fridays through Mondays. The shop for hidden treasures, and they're also accepting donations at both locations, too. Check their Facebook page for hours on that. Jean Bolduc is the host of the weekend water cooler right here on The Hill, and she joins us again on the phone for another round of Kids Q. Jean, how are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to see the sun out today, however briefly.
It depends where you happen to be. We saw the sun here at the mall for about 5 minutes at the beginning of the show, and I was like, oh, the sun's out. And then I looked at the radar, and it's like, and it's raining all around us. It's weird.
Well, you know, that sounds like September, right?
Yeah,
But, you know, I think it moved over to my house, so right now I'm looking out in the backyard. The sun is out, and you know what?
There you go.
I'll take it.
All right. Are you ready for Kids Q?
Yes, totally.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. What is your favorite thing about this country?
Oh, my goodness.
We are reflecting on patriotism today.
You know, my favorite thing about this country is that I can go on Twitter or out in the middle of Main Street and scream at the top of my lungs something really, you know, colorful, not agreeable for the radio, say bad things about my president, my congressman, my senator, my favorite radio host, or anybody, and you know, within certain limits. But you know, those limits, man, those are really some bright orange lines, like, you know, fire in a crowded theater. But overall, I can go out and I can say what I want. And I might get fired for saying something controversial, but it doesn't mean I can't say it. It just means I have to face the consequences for it. So I'm going to go with First Amendment. It's first for a reason. And I got to say that our First Amendment is the most important and best thing that we have.
I'll go along with that. I think I'm teaching American government right now, and we're just about to get into the section on civil liberty, so we'll be covering the entire Bill of Rights. And we end up focusing more on like 4 through 7, which is the due process, your rights if you're going through the criminal justice system, and those are vital too. I don't think it's just the fact that we have those rights embedded and enshrined in the Constitution. It's the fact that at the end of the day, with a couple of very loud exceptions on social media, most of us also embrace them and get behind them and support them and protect them and defend them, and we're willing to. I think that's extremely important as well.
And I mean, without those amendments that you're citing, you know, the First Amendment doesn't mean anything. You have to have the rule of law behind it for it to mean anything, and pretty much so far we still have that. But you know, I mean, I appreciate that we're in a time of waking up to the fact that we have to earn this with every generation. You mm-hmm. have to actively protect it, and that you could lose it, and once you've lost it, you probably don't get it back.
Yeah, I will say, and this is a little bit less high-toned patriotism and a little bit more sort of materialistic selfishness. But the one time that I was out of the country for an extended period of time, it was the one time that I was in Europe for a little bit more than a week. The thing that I was in high school at the time, so for me to notice this was definitely noticeable, because as a you know, as a high school student, you don't notice a lot of things that maybe you should notice.
Right.
I mean, I'm 40. I still don't notice a lot of things that I should notice. But the one thing that really stood out to me in Europe was the lack of vending machines. There is definitely something to be said for just the ready availability of whatever you want. And that's not necessarily a thing that that's not necessarily a thing that's a favorite thing about this country, because that does have a lot of downsides and negative consequences as well as positive. But it's something that I think we appreciate without necessarily realizing we appreciate it. We take it for granted.
Well, with the advent of COVID, you know, a few months ago, and I'm sure I've mentioned this to you before, one of the most jangling and unnerving things to me was going into the grocery store, which is one of the only places I would ever go out and get, you know, go into a store, and
empty
finding
shelves.
Big sections of empty shelves. And I mean, in Walmart with you know, the state-of-the-art supply chain. And I mean, that to me drove home the seriousness of the whole COVID picture, you know, writ large, more than anything else, more than any scientific information I could hear, and concerns, all of which were completely valid and worthy of attention. But just in my day-to-day experience, having shortages, that's something I associate with the Soviet Union, you know, and with you know, less developed countries and countries with, you know, with less capacity than the United States. And that really rocked my world for a while. So, yeah, I really appreciate it now a lot. I agree with you.
Well, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you're driving around, you're at home, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works, Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ.